Amid widespread school closures and record hospitalizations, most Vermonters say they support more mitigation measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. That's according to a poll conducted by VPR and Vermont PBS this month. VPR's Lexi Krupp has more on the data.
Christina Bacos doesn't want her voice on the radio because she thinks she sounds like a frog. She's pretty sure she has COVID. Her son, who works at a preschool, just tested positive. Christina lives in Cambridge. She's vaccinated, but she's at high risk for disease. She's having trouble breathing now. Before she had to isolate, she always wore a mask when she went out. And for her, asking others to do the same feels like a no-brainer. She said, "You can't go into a store without a shirt and shoes on. What's the big deal about a mask? And it feels like a silly thing not to do for someone else." Many others share the sentiment. 58% of Vermonters support a statewide mask mandate. That's according to the VPR and PBS poll. And in general, most people say they want to see more COVID mitigation measures. More than half said the governor reinstating emergency powers would be a reasonable response right now. 60% said public schools should require COVID vaccines, and respondents were evenly split on whether proof of vaccination should be required to enter places like restaurants and stores. Public health experts have long championed measures like this.
In a pandemic that spreads through the air, masks are as important as hand washing in a pandemic with germs that spread on our hands. That's just the nature of the virus.
Julia Rafeman researches pandemic policy responses at Boston University and runs the COVID-19 state policy database. And she doesn't think of mask mandates or vaccine requirements as just preventing people from getting infected.
Reducing COVID cases reduces a lot more than just cases. It reduces hospitalizations, it reduces school closures, it reduces business closures, it reduces people who lose their family members, kids who lose their parents.
At a policy level, these measures have a strong track record of reducing cases, both early on in the pandemic and more recently. Governor Phil Scott has dismissed any notion of implementing a statewide mask mandate in recent months. But outside of Vermont, at least six states have universal mandates in place this winter.
We saw that masking increased immediately upon implementation of mandates, and those states have higher levels of masking than states without mandates in place.
Anne Sosin is a public health researcher at Dartmouth College. She says Hawaii is a good comparison to Vermont for this. They have a statewide mandate, and just under 70% of Hawaiians say they wear a mask when they go out. In Vermont, that's only 54%, according to recent surveys.
So we do have good data showing that mask mandates do lead to higher masking at population level.
Outside of politics, most Vermonters agree that healthcare workers should not differentiate between caring for vaccinated and unvaccinated people under any circumstance. Only 31% of poll respondents said healthcare providers should prioritize vaccinated people if resources become scarce.
It's completely contrary to the spirit of public health to divide people into people who are vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Julia from Boston University says this type of thinking just isn't helpful. It's easy to blame people for not getting vaccinated, whether it's because of lack of access or misinformation or ideology. But that doesn't change their behaviors.
You know, it takes collective action. It takes support to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to anchor in facts on why we need to do these things. And when we're divided against each other, then the virus wins. And that's what's happening.
For VPR News, I'm Lexi Krupp.